الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to your authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes or taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be helping the needy. Because many of us, we have needy people all around us. And so I want to talk about and encourage others to help those in need. If you have a little bit or you have a lot, help those in need. I particularly want to focus on those people who have a lot to give. They can help the needy, maybe even more than those who have very little. Now, let me explain, according to Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, what a needy person is. And he says, a needy person is not the one who goes from door to door begging and is turned away with a morsel or two or with a date or two. But a needy person is the one who does not have enough to live upon, and neither from his appearance it occurs that he is needy, and should he be given alms, or meaning some charity or something, nor does he himself beg anything from others. So the needy person is always not the person that asks. It may be the person that's not asking. You may know a person like this who either they're too proud to ask, or they don't want to ask, or they say, no, give it to somebody else, because that's the spirit that they have. But it's not necessarily the person that knocks your door and they say, can you help me? Can you give me something to eat? Not necessarily that person, but it might be the person that's not asking for something to eat. A person that is needy, that's not asking anyone, but they are in need. And so we, whoever can afford to do so, should make our finances, our money, whatever, available to those people who are in need. You can do it so people there know about it, but you don't want to do it to show off. Or it could be a thing, you can do it, and your left hand will know what your right hand is doing, nor does your right hand know what your left hand is doing. In other words, you do it in secret. And so I encourage my students to please be one of these people. You give it openly for everyone to see. That's up to you. But you're only doing it for the people to see, then you may not get all the blessings that you may think that you're supposed to get, because you're doing it only to be seen by the people, only for the people to call you generous, a giver, and those kind of terms. And so, but the thing is, we should give, and maybe no one knows that we're giving. For example, to give to an organization, that my organization, or Muslim Social Services Agency.org, or you can give it to some other world-known organization like Islamic Relief, Mercy USA, ICNA, which is Islamic Circle of North America. You give it, and I'm familiar with all those organizations. You give to these organizations and just donate a certain amount of your money every month, every year, every week, whatever, and they just take it straight out of your money. and you give, and they're going to help people all over the world. And you don't have to lift a finger. All you got to do is just give. You have to look for people or worry about doing it so people can see you. You're just giving the money and giving whatever it is, your time, whatever, so that you can help those in need. And so one of the things I want to emphasize to you is that the person who is needy is not the person that knocks on your door and asks for a morsel of food or two, or asks for a date or two. It's basically the person that doesn't ask. Also, the person, they are needy ones that ask, but you also have those people who don't ask, but they are very much in need. And so the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he also emphasized to us is that we to spread the greetings, meaning to spread the salam, assalamu alaikum to you, assalamu alaikum to you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And so these are the various things that we can say and various greetings we can give to our Muslim brothers and Muslim sisters, and we encourage to do so to spread the salams to the people. And so, I want to move on and say, also, we can offer food to the needy and be brothers as Allah has almighty and sublime has honored us to be. And so we can give the salams and give salams to the people, and also offer food to the brothers and be brothers and offer food to the needy and be brothers to one another. The needy, they need. Some people, they just need. There's the companions, Prophet Muhammad, the leaders, the Khalifa, which Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Abu Bakr, Umar, Umar particularly, they would walk around town, walk around the village, and say who needs something, and they would bring it to them. They needed firewood, they needed clothing, they needed food. They whatever they needed, they would bring those things to them, to those individuals, if they had to carry it on their back. This is what these great leaders would do. These were the leaders of the people. They could have ordered people to, okay, you and you and you go get the food from this particular warehouse and take it to this person. No, they went to the warehouse, got the food, and particularly Umar did this thing, and he put the food on his back, and he took the food to the person that was in need. That was in need. One of the people that were at one of the warehouse, they said to him, he said, "Hey, Umar, you know, you are the commander of the believers. You are the leaders of the believers. Let me carry this for you." And Umar said, "No, you're not going to carry my burden on the day of judgment. So you're not going to carry my burden now. This is my burden to bear. I am the leader of the people. I have to look after the people." And so this is a great example for anyone who is a leader of the people, no matter where you are, Muslim, non-Muslim, it does not matter. You look after the people. Don't make all these promises that you're going to do for the people, then you get positioned, and then you don't do anything for the people that particularly those places where they have voting for people to represent you, your district or whatever, say represent you in the United States, for example, in Congress or in Senate or on the Senate, or the same thing for you call the state level, and also counseling people in some places where you're talking about on the local levels. But I'm going to get into a lot of local politics. That's not why what I'm talking about. It's just that they have an obligation to the people and looking after the people. And I'll get into later on about particular people who Allah have blessed them with so much money, and are they spending it on the people. It is also mentioned by Abu Huraira, who was one of the companions of the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him. The Messenger of Allah said, may peace and blessings be upon him, a miskin, M-I-S-K-I-N, a needy person, is not the one who can be turned away from a date fruit or two, or a morsel or two, but the true miskin, is the one who, despite his poverty, abstains from begging. So again, to put more emphasis on what I said earlier about the person who does not ask. But the person, what? Despite his poverty, he keeps away, or she keeps away, from begging from the people. And so we want to make sure we take care of those people, the one who ask and the one who do not ask. We have to take care of those people. That's our responsibility. When you're dead and gone, at that point, a lot of times it's too late to take care of people. You can put it in your will or whatever to make sure people are provided for. You can do that, but why not do that, some of that while you're alive, and then to continue with the cause of the jariah, something going to benefit you while you're in the grave, and continue to do it once you're dead. And put maybe in your will somewhere that you want a certain amount of your money or your estate or your whatever you have, your money, whatever. You want a property you want to be given to the people who are in need. I want to also say to you that when a companion said, "O Messenger of Allah, which aspect of Islam is the best?" He said, "Offering food to the needy and greeting with salam those who you know and those whom you do not know." And so this is, again, basically saying the same thing. First the man asked, he said, "O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may peace and blessing be upon you. What aspect of Islam is the best? Khayul, which is best." He said, offering food to the needy. That's one of the things that he said to the miskin or the miskin. Offer them food, taking care of them, make sure that they're provided for. It's a lot of emphasis on Quran about providing for the widow and the orphans. A lot of verses, and you can read for yourself. Don't have to go by what I said. Read for yourself about taking care of the widow and taking care of the orphan. A woman, a man dies in the family. The women, what happens is that the woman is now a widow, and the children are now orphans because the husband or the father died in the family. And it need to be taken care of. And the community has a responsibility to take care of them. And so let's take care of them. What harm is that? It's going to benefit you a great deal in this life and maybe in the hereafter. And I want to put emphasis on those who, and I guess beg you, if you will, those who are rich, very wealthy, but you spend your money on cars, on houses, art, animals, yachts, and et cetera. You name it, you're spending your money on it. And you do not spend or don't spend a whole lot of money on those in need. And so how many cars can you drive at one time? Houses can you live on? Art that you're just on your wall, not benefiting anyone. You're just looking at it and maybe brag about it when you have your dinner and say, "This is so-and-so, painted by so-and-so," and maybe even mention it cost me so-and-so. All that money you spend on these cars and these houses and these yachts and this art, you can spend some of that money on the people that are in need. You got all this money hanging up on the wall, or in this car, or in this yacht, or in all these houses, and you not spending a dime to help those people that are in need. And you're just looking at it, you're admiring it, or even the money, all the money you have in the bank, or wherever you keep your money, or your gold, or whatever you keep. You're looking at it, and is it really benefiting anyone? Except for you looking at it and drive a car from time to time, seeing a house from time to time. Maybe even order food from wherever you order it from, because that's for your palate. That's the only kind of food you eat for breakfast, lunch, and for dinner. Or sail on a yacht from time to time and go from one port to another port and enjoy one luxury for another luxury and the luxury of your yacht. And so the thing is, how much are you helping other people? Because you can go to bed rich and wake up poor in the morning. Or go to bed poor and wake up rich in the morning. Yes, you have it. Allah has blessed you with it. And he can very well take it away from you. Share the wealth. It doesn't mean that because you share the wealth that you're going to be missing this piece and I'm going to be able to gain this piece. You may gain much more than that money back, whatever you're spending, to help someone else that are in need. And again, as I mentioned before, you can also, if you don't want to go and maybe deal with people who are out there who are needy, then you can also go to organizations like MuslimSocialSurgeonAgency.org and donate there, or to Islamic Relief and donate there, or go to Mercy USA and donate there, or you go to Islamic Circle North America and donate there. And all those organizations, I work personally with this organization, and their key thing is helping people all over the world. This is what they do. Except for Muslim Social Agency, they mostly help people in the region. Help, and they, because they're not as large as some of these other organizations, but they still help people. And you can just go ahead, go online right now, and donate to these organizations to help those people in need. And you do have people, for example, some people love football, which we call soccer in America. They love that, and some of the players, they use and donate a lot of their monies either people in their country, or to fund hospitals, or like one of the basketball players here who is a Muslim, is that he sold all of his memorabilia, all his rings, his championship rings, so that kids can afford to study science and math and technology and engineering, so they'd be able to study these things without have to worry about paying for it. These are people also that are in need, and I pray for you they will benefit from what he's doing for them, and then they will do the same thing to help others, either through their skills that they're learning, or through whatever they invent, or whatever they work, or whatever they earn. So I want to emphasize to those people, and one of the top sports in the world, from my understanding, is football. Meaning soccer. And a lot of you all who are doing this, you are doing it as a profession. Give some of your money to those who are in need. Some of your fans, they may sacrifice to see you play, but really many of them, they probably are also in need of your assistance or your help. Or some may just watch you on TV, listen to you on the radio, but they need your help. And so you're making all this money, help the people. And those other ones who are actors or whatever, help the people. Those people are just rich, just have a lot of money. Help the people. Help the people that are in need. Next time you sit down and have this very luxurious meal, think about all the people who do not have anything to eat. Not that you give the scraps on your table, but give the money to organizations that are in, like the four organizations I mentioned, that will be able to help those people that are in need. And again, I'm very familiar with these four organizations. I work with these four organizations, and they are about helping others be able to help themselves. Giving to the needy, helping the needy. Whenever you hear about some disaster taking place, some kind of earthquake taking place, or some kind of flooding taking place, they are on the spot helping those people in need who have nothing. What they have, well, washed away, or some kind of earthquake came and it just flattened the building, took lives of their family members, and now they're homeless. And these organizations go in and they dig in and have boots on the ground helping these people. And you can also help these people too, and not just look and say, oh, okay, that's their problem, not mine. And you can donate to these organizations, MuslimSocialServiceAgency.org, Islamic Relief, Mercy USA, and also IGNA, the Islamic Circle of North America. You can help those organizations be able to go out and help. These are organizations that I work with personally, that you'll be able to help those organizations, and they will be able to help other people. But you have the money. So help those people who are in need. And so I'm encouraging you to help the people who are in need. I want to further mention is that Abu Huraira reported that a guest spent the night with a person from the Ansar. These are the people who were in Mecca. I'm sorry, in Medina, and they call them the Ansar, the helpers of Allah. And so they were entertaining people who had nothing with him but food, sufficient for his own self and his children. And so his wife, he said, basically the wife, the children let the children go to sleep. And put out the lamp, meaning making it dark so people won't be able to see us. And serve the guests with what we have, what you have with you. It was on this occasion that the verse was revealed. Those who preferred the needy to their own selves, in spite of the fact that they are themselves in pressing need. It's such a beautiful thing. These people, what they did, they served their guests, and they didn't eat. The children didn't eat. They made sure that their guests were taken care of, although they needed help themselves. And so those who have the money, don't put people in that position where they say, okay, I'm going to go hungry. I'm going to have my children go hungry to make sure that my guests eat. Give to these organizations so that they'll be able to make sure that the guests plus the person who invited them to their homes, that they both be able to eat. Don't have to put out the light or the lamp so the people can, so the guests can't see that they're not eating. Because more than likely, the guests see they're not eating, they probably will not eat either. And so this is the heart of the people. And to the point Allah knows and sees this, and Allah says, this is one of the ayahs or the verse of the Quran. He said, those who prefer the needy to their own selves in spite of the fact that they are themselves in pressing need. Allah mentions this. He mentions, although these people are in pressing need, they prefer their guests over them. The welfare of their guests over them. So let's do the same thing. And not necessarily a guest. And not that the guests that we have is big lavish meal and you got all these different things, animals or that you kill, that they're eating and rice and drink and that kind of thing. I'm not necessarily talking about that. Sure, you entertain your guests at your money level. That's fine. But don't forget the people who have less than or have nothing that you have whatsoever. Take care of those people too. Don't forget those people. Allah bless you with a certain amount of money, and you just bless others, if you can, with some of what you have. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. Basically, the one who is giving is better than the one who is asking. And Allah knows best. So be that individual. Donate to that inshallah, Allah willing, to those that are in need. What is it going to hurt? What is it going to harm that you go and help those in need? I can't emphasize too much more than I'm already saying and almost beg those people who have to please give to those who have not. And it's also mentioned that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, when one of you breaks his fast, then let him do so with dry dates, for they are blessed. Whoever does not find dates, then water, for it is purifying. And he said, charity given to the needy is counted as charity. And if it is given to relatives, it is counted as to charity and also nourishing the ties of family. And so you're doing two things when you feed your family. You are giving them charity, and also you're nurturing the family. And so it's pushed here that, again, charity is given to the needy. It's counting as charity. Feeding them, making sure they have something to eat, looking after them, it is counting as charity. And so give. Give as much as you can give to those who are in need. Now, I want to mention a couple of things, and I will stop. And one is, it was mentioned that this one lady, she was one of those who gave the pledge to the Prophet. She said to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, there is a needy person who stands outside my door, but I cannot find anything to give him. So the messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said to her, if you do not find anything to give him except a burnt trotter, then hand it over to him. So in other words, it's basically saying if you just have whatever you have in your house, even if it's a burnt lamb's leg, for example, or a cow's leg or whatever, then okay, you give that. Give them from your own meal. It's okay. Just go ahead and give it to that individual that's in more need than you. They're knocking on your door. They ask you, can you help? So you help them. Or you give to the four organizations that I mentioned so that they can help other individuals. And so, and let me read this last one, which is also a very beautiful one. And again, it said, as I mentioned earlier, a man asked the messenger of Allah, which act in Islam is the best? He said, to feed the poor and the needy, and to greet those with whom you know and those whom you do not know. And one time the prophet, he was saying to one of the companions, he was leading a prayer, and a man came to him and he asked for something for some help. And the prophet turned to the people in congregation and he said, who's gonna intercede? Who's gonna give to this man? Who's gonna help this man out? People volunteered to help him, which is great. And so he turned around and he asked, okay, who's going to do that? And I'm not saying the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, did not do this. He was the best example of doing those kind of things and helping other people. He also encouraged others to do the same thing, do what he did, which was helping those that are in need. And so I'm saying the same thing to my students. And those who are not my students or happen to attend the class today, or maybe you can forward this particular episode to someone you know and say to them, can you just listen to this? Just take a few minutes, listen to what Hasan Amin is saying. And maybe some way I touch their heart or Allah touch their heart and they will part for some of the money and some of the money that they have and say, I want to give this to this organization so they may be able to help other people. And they may even leave in their wills that, yes, I want a certain portion of my estate to go to these organizations or organizations that help other individuals. And again, that is Muslim Social Services Agency.org, Islamic Relief USA, and also the Mercy USA, and Islamic Circle North America, sometimes called ICNA, and they also help people from all over the world, except for one of the first organizations who help a lot of local people. So you can give your money. Give your money. Give your donation. Volunteer. Pay for volunteers. Something like that you're going to get the benefit of helping those that are in need. There's so many people out there in need, and maybe 1% of the population in the world that have majority of the money in the world. So give some of that money to help some of the people. Hospitals, schools, places of worship, help the people. And these organizations a lot of times help the people. But the four that I mentioned, I've experienced with them, and I know what they do. One of them, I'm the executive director and founder of, and so full disclosure, and that's Muslim Social Services Agency.org. Donate to the organization, and we will help. We use that money to help those that are in need. Also, you have Islamic Relief USA, helping those in need. You have Mercy USA, helping those in need. You have Islamic Circle North America, helping those in need. Helping the needy, that's the mandate. That's the main focus of these four organizations. And if you don't want to do anything, can't do anything, then you can do something by giving to these organizations so they'll be able to help other individuals and you get the credit they and you get the credit without any decrease whatsoever, and benefiting from giving and helping other people. So I want to close with this, and that is, if you want more information about the Islamic faith, you can always go to Why Islam. You can go to International Online University, American Open University, or go to embracerevert.org, or you can even find out more information about now what Muslims are doing right now throughout the world by going to muslimnetwork.tv. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class, and I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.